I remember the day at the opening of the Lawson Siphon, seeing that water come up under the river and people cheering and people everywhere. There was, we all lined up along the banks of the channel on the south side, and there were flags draped across the outlet of the channel, and we all stood there expectantly, and Mr. Lawson and everyone else who made speeches. I can't remember anything about the speeches, actually. And then I don't know what they did, if they pulled a button or pressed a lever, and the water just came through as a trickle. It didn't come through as a dramatic whoosh. It just came through as a slow trickle. By the time we left it, it was as far as you could see, trickling down. So when I say a trickle, it was a stream 6 feet wide, but it wasn't a rush, it was just a gradual filling of the channel. I don't actually remember the first trickle past the farm, which is very funny. You might have thought that would have made a bigger impression. But I've got no recollection of it filling that channel at home. Irrigation was a learning curve, learning from each other and from neighbours, and the Department of Agriculture was there, but it was more learning from others. There was quite an influx of young share farmers that came down who had had experience up at Griffith. With the increased workload, quite a few properties put on men to help, and they were very often either employees or share farmers who had experience at Leeton. We had an employee for a number of years who had been a share farmer, and he was the one that grew the rice originally and set us on the right track.